in Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Omar Rabbi Elazar, let us start. This is around 15 lines from the bottom. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Machloikes B'Shishneim Adukim B'Toifes U'Shneim B'Toif. We had Abaraisa and Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Shnayim adukim b'shtar, the Malva and the Loiva are holding a shtar. Malva ima shaliyu v'nofu mimenu mitzosiv. The Malva says, it's his shtar. He dropped it and he found it. V'loiva omar shaloch hoyo uparativ loch. I dropped it and I found it. And each one time is that the other one grabbed it away from him. So you have. So let us just learn the way Rashi is going to learn Shem the Gemara. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds Yachloiko. You say Yachloiko, if the Malvan Loiva are holding the Shtar, you say Yachloiko. Rabbi holds, you need Kiyam. Before you have Kiyam, you don't say Yachloiko. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, you say Yachloiko, even without Kiyam. So Rashi, we'll see soon say Rashi, Omar Rabbi Elazar, Machloikes, that what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, you say Achloiko, even without Kiyum, is speaking about a certain case, either B'Sheshneim Adukim B'Toifes, that Sai the Malve and Sai the Loive are holding the Toifes, both of them are holding the Toifes, Ushneim b'toyref, or they're speaking about that Tzai the Malv and Tzai the Loiva are holding the Toyref. The Toyref is the Shem HaMalva, Valoiva, Vamois, Vazman. The Toyfes is the rest of the Shtar. So they're equally holding the Toyfes or the Toyref. So in the Achizas HaShtar, they are both equal. So therefore, then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says Yachleiko. Avol echad odok b'teifes ve'echad odok b'teiref. But if one is holding the teifes and one is holding the teiref, zen oito teifes v'zen oito teiref. So then one will get more than the other, and the Gemara will later elaborate and explain exactly what this means. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Lo'ilom Chilkin. And Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara understood now that he's Chilik and Rabbi Elazar. That what Rabbi Elazar says, that if there, that the only time Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said Yachleiko, if there's an equal achize, either in the Taifas or the Taifas. But if there's not an equal chiza, one is holding the teifes, one is holding the teiref, so then through the achiza and the teiref, one will get more. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says, lo'ilam chelkim. So the Gemara understood that means lo'ilam chelkim, v'afilu echad oduk b'teifes, v'echad oduk b'teiref. That means lo'ilam is coming to tell us, in all cases, it doesn't matter how the oichzen is, it's lo'ilam chilkim. How could that be? V'osanyin zen noytol admokim sheyodei magas. We learned that each one takes admokim sheyodei magas. It is not considered shnayim oichzen v'mokim shekol echa teifes. He's considered a muhzik b'fnei atzmoy. So how could there be a din chilkin if echad is oiches b'teiref and echad is oiches b'teifes? So the Gemara says, loitzriche dekoi teiref be'mitzi. Now that what Rabbi Yochanan says, lo'ilam chilkin, the lo'ilam, he does not want to disagree with Rabbi Elazar. In the case of Rabbi Elazar, the case of Rabbi Elazar that that one is holding the Teiref and one is holding the Teifis, there he agrees to Rabbi Loza, there will not be a din of Yachleiko, and the one who's holding the Teiref will receive a greater Shavius of the Shtar, as the Gemara will explain later. Now the La'olam of Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about another case, that even if the Teiref is Beimitzi, it is in the middle of the shtar, it's also chelke. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Not his chelke harabalos, he's saying a chiddush of the Teiref Beitzi. So the Gemara says, Ihochi Maila Memre. What's the chiddush? What kind of chiddush is there that if the Teiref is in the middle, so what chiddush is there that it's chelkim? What kind of chiddush is this? And we have to understand there was a psahava mina, the Gemara seemed to hold that that is a chiddush. It's richa de koi teure bei mitzvah. Very difficult to understand what the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is if the Teiref is in the middle. Perhaps if the Teiref, the Iker Shtar is the Teiref, and if they are holding the Gilyan of the Shtar, no one is holding the Teiref, so it could be that's not even called Oichzin on the Shtar. It's only called Eichzin on the Gilyan of the Shtar, and perhaps there shouldn't be a Din Chilkim on the Iker Shtar, because no one is holding the Iker Shtar. Perhaps that was the Havamin of the Gemara, but the Gemara doesn't want to remain with such a Havamin. The Gemara says, Ihochi, Maile Memre, what is the Chiddush? So the Gemara says, Leitzriche de Mekarev Legabe Dechid. They're speaking about that the Teiref is closer to one. Ma de Teim Omele Pleik Hochi, Kamashmulon de Omele Mechosis, de Palges Hochi, Pleik Hochi. Now I think the Chiddush of the teretz of the Gemara is as follows. That means we have here a shtar, and the way, let us say, just for practical purposes, the malve is holding it close to the teretz. The leiva is further away from the teretz. So it could be that if it's korev lemalve, so it, in yesod, the malve is holding it. The malvas really could be the achiza of the malva. He's like holding up the teiref. The filu he would let go, it also be he'd be holding it. So it could be it's called more mugba mikaychay from the malva than from the leiva. So perhaps it'd be havamin he's considered a greater muhzik in the teiref. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, and this the Gemara does feel this is a chiddush. It's closer to the malva, maybe this is for it, he's considered a greater muzik in the teiref than the leiva. Kamash melon, that we did not look at it that way, and we say they're equal muzik. Now let's just go a little further, and then we'll start explaining. Omar le Rav Achim edifte le Ravine le Rav Lozo. The Omar ze neitel teifes ve ze neitel teire. His Rav Lozo gave us guidelines. When does Rav Shimon Gamliel hold this a dinyach leiku? If there's an equal achiza on the teire or on the teifes. But if there's not an equal achiza, one is holding the teire, one is holding the teifes, so ze neitel teire. So the Gemara asks, Lomalei, what does each one get from he gets the Teiref, he gets the Teifes, v'chilotzo alpitz luchisei hutzorech is the Shaila only on the paper over here. I mean, is that the shaila? What is he gaining that he's holding the Torah and he's holding the Teufis? Amalei ledomi. Someone says, no, we're speaking about the value of the shtar. The Amal hochi, shtore de isbeis man kameshavit. A shtar that has a zman, how much is it worth to sell? With the less bezman, kamish shavi. Bishore de is bezman, govi me mishabdi. Beidach le govi me mishabdi. Yoiv le hayech de beini beini. Now, let us just understand a little bit what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying as follows. In the Torah, we have this man. We have this man when the halvo was. Now, if we have a shtar, we'll see later in the Gemara about this nekuda, but we have a shtar that there's two values of a shtar. That means in the shtar it says that the malva lent a leiva $100. That's what it says in the shtar. Now there's a face value and a market value. Face value is a shtar of $100. There's a market value. How much is this shtar worth to sell now? A shtar of $100, how much is the market value? Let's say the market value is $60. Because you buy a shtar, who says the labor will pay, and you have to wait till they'll pay. It has a market value of $60. Now, let us just go a little further. Let us speak about the market value. Now, a shtar that you can mun from lekuches, let us say for practical purposes, is worth another $20. That means you're more insured that you're going to get paid up to chayv. A fellow the loive will not have money. But if they work out kois and you can mun from mishabodim, so you're more insured in getting paid up to chayv. So that's, let's say, worth $80. A shtar that you can only mun from b'nei chayre, from the loive, is worth $60. So the shtar makes Yisrael Shabbos of the market value of $20. That's the maila of the shtar. Whoever is holding the Torah, so these $20, that means as we'll see later as the sugya progresses, the whole yachloiku is only speaking about the market value. We are not going to speak about the face value. We're speaking about a market value. So we are looking at two people who are holding a shtar, which is a commodity, which is a market value. And the market value is dependent if you can mun from lekuches, if you can't mun from lekuches. So now, let us say the loive is holding the Torah. The loive is holding the Torah. So that means in the Torah, there is no Shnayim Oichsen. The Loive is holding the Torah. He's a Mursik in the Torah. So Memele, in the Chalukas Ashtar, the Torah does not go into the Shume. That means when we're clearing it Shnayim Oichsen Bishtar, it's Shnayim Oichsen Bishtar without a Zman. The Zman is in the Torah. There's no Shnei Meichsem in the Torah. There's only the Leiva is holding the Torah. So Memele, so the Yisrael Shavis that the Torah gives, because there's a Zman, Ashi and Taisus speak about these other things also, but let's just go what the Gemara says. The Yisrael Shavis that the Shtar acquires because of the Zman, that Yisrael Shavis belongs to the one who is holding it. Is there oiches b'teirev? Is there oiches b'teifet? Zenoito Teiref, Zenoito Teifes, and the Ike Vort is the one who has the Teiref, the one who has the Teiref will acquire without Chalukim the Yisrin Shavyes that the market value of the Shtar is because of this man. Because now you can man from Lakuchas. So these $20, this Shavyes, so let's say we have a Shtar that the face value is $100. The market value of you can man from Shabbatim is $80. If you can't man from Shabbatim is $60. So if the Leiva, let's say, is holding the Teiref, so these $20, this Shavyes of $20, that the labor doesn't have to pay. That belongs to him. If the Malva is holding it, there's no Shnayim Oichzim on this. These $20 of the Shavyes belong to whoever is holding it. Now we have here $60, which is Shnayim Oichzim. And that we say, the $60 market value, that we say Yachleiko. So that's what Rabbi Loza said. Rabbi Loza said, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Shnayim Adukim Bishtar Yachloiku, that you divide the market value of the Shtar, that is, if there's an equal Achiza in the Teire, or an equal Achiza in the Teifes. But, if there's not an equal Achiza, one is holding the Teire, so the one who is holding the Teire, he is a Murzik in this Shavyes, what the Teiref gives to the Shtar, so this Shavyes does not go into the Chalukah. This belongs to the one who's holding it. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says there's a Yachleiku is going on the Chalik, which is held together by both. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi, Machleikis, Hayachleiku, the Koma Rav Shimon Gamliel. The mashma chilkim b'shovim. Kach shemati mishum Rabbi Yitzchak b'Rav Menachem b'nira b'einai. That means, really, we could learn, and we hear a machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and we could say, Rabbi Loza means the machlekes of Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Rashi says, no, we're not speaking about the machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We're speaking about the words yachloiku that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had said. Hashem Gamliel said yachloiku. So this Yachloiku, Rabbi Lezer explains, there's only an equal Chalukah if they're both holding it equally, either in the Teifes or in the Teiref. Ishneim Adukim B'Teiref, Kloima, Ishneim Adukim B'Teiref, both of them are equally holding the Teiref. The Teiref, what is the Teish? Teiref, Gilui Shel Shtar. That is the Mokim Megule Shel Shtar. This is the You see, I think the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, Mokim HaTufa, Mokim HaMutzne. Tufa means Mokim Megula. So Teiref means this is the Chelak of the Shtar, which is Megale, the Protim of the transaction. Mokim HaLoive, VaHaMalve, VaHaMois, VaHazman. Teifes Shal Kol Loshen HaShtar. The last of the Nusach HaShtar, that is the Teifes. Zenoito, so Rabbi Lazar said, but if one is holding the Teiref, one is holding the Teifes, the Maide Teifes Nideyu, that what he is holding is his, Kediktoni Leel, Zenoito Lad Mokim Sheyodei Magas, that this is he's a Murzik in that Chalik, Lekama Meforish, Lemay Miboile, what will he accomplish, what will he acquire by holding the Teiref? So then Rabbi Yochanan said, La'olam chilkim, chilkim, la'olam chilkim. So the Gemara says, Vafilu echad odek, you mean you always divide it even though there is not an equal achize b'tmiyeh. Vosanya admokim sheyodei magah shaloi. So the Gemara says, no, that Rabbi Yochanan is not chilek in Rabbi Loza. He's going on another case. The koi teiref be mitzi, and he's saying even though there was not a kamen achiza on the teiref, no one was holding the teiref, and the ikir shtar is the teiref. Omar mechoda blei pligi, he's not chaylik a rabbalos. L'dami, so the Gemara says, what does one accomplish by holding the Torah? So the Gemara says, in value, malin bidomim, we are mishayer, we evaluate kama toiref yofe minatoifis. How much is the shtal worth more with a toiref than with a toifis alone? Shtore de isbeis man kame shove. The toiref odef mitoifis. The isbei mokim hasman. In the toiref there's a mokim hasman. So that means that is a mokim hasman in the Torah. So memele, so there, so the one who's holding the Torah is holding the zman. So Rashi had a kasha, a merdike kasha, and the Torah is much more than the zman. Everything is in the Torah. The amount of money, the shema malve, the loive. So Rashi says, the ilu shem ha-malve va-ha-loive va-ha-mois ksuvim af betoifes. The shem ha-malve va-ha-loive is ksuvim af betoifes. That means, we'll see soon, that when you write a shtar, after you write the shtar, at the end of the shtar, you chaza over what was said till now. The main points that were mentioned in the beginning of the shtar are chazed over. So memele, and that is already the teifes hashtar. So Rashi said, so in the teifes, afilu zeh oiches b'teifes, dilu shema malve v'aleva v'amois ksuvim af b'teifes, shetzorech lachzer minyone shel shtar b'shita achayim. You have to chaza over minyoni shel shtar b'shita achoin. Now, why do you have to chaza over minyoni shel shtar b'shita achoin? So, the Gemara in Baba Basra says as follows. Chazal were afraid for a merdik chash. Let's say we're writing a shtar for a malve. We wrote the shtar that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100 and this date, fine. And then, we finish writing the shtar. And then we tell to Adam to chasm. Now to Adam don't want to write mamish underneath the shtar, so they make a space, and then they write, they sign the chasimis. Now, so this is problematic. Now you give to the malve a shtar. He is the shtar now in his reshus to Adam agechasmet, and it could be they made a space. They didn't want their signatures to overlap over the shtar, so there's a space between their sima and the shtar. Now the malve is the shtar, so since the shtar is by him, he'll add in another line. They made a space, right? They conveniently left over space, let in another line, and besides the $100 that he lent him another $2,500, and finished. But that's an addition to what it said in the beginning of the shtar. And it'll come out of Chubin, and he has a shtar with two edim and finished. So Chazal said, no. You have to chaza over, by the end of the shtar, you have to chaza over minyone shel shtar. So it's a chazoret. No chedushim in the end of the shtar. This is a chazoret. So memela, since Chazal, so memela, you chaza over, so we avoided this problem, that they won't put in new clauses and new unyonim in the shtar. So we said yichaza over. That's the shita chayne. Yichaza over the shita chayne of the teifes. What was already mentioned in the Torah. So Rashi said. So it comes out that in the teifes we also have the shema chazing over. The Shema Loive, and the Shema Malvin, the Mois. This man we don't chazer over. Not everything you chazer over, but the important nekudas we chazer over. So Memele, so Rashi says, so in the Taifis, we also have Shema Loive, va Malve, va Mois. So Memele, so therefore the Gemara could not find a Yisroin Shavyis a greater value in the Teiref over the Teifis, because in the Teiref it says the Shem Aleva Vamalva Vamois, because in the Teifis we also have these Yediyas which were chazed over from the Teiref. So I said, but there's one Nekuda which we don't have, that's the Zman. So Memela, so whoever is holding the Zman has a as something which makes the shtar with this worth more money, and if it's without it, it's worth less money. For who we care, and we base ourselves on this shtar. Kedisnan kosabay milamayla mona milamata mosayim. What is the din? If he wrote milamayla mona milamata masayim milamayla masayim milamata mona, akolelech acher atachtein. So we see, if I can't, I feel there's some discrepancies in what the halvor was. We learn from the bottom one, so we do learn from the bottom one. Avos man loy mahada, man zamay mahada. Fine. So mamela. So we just finished learning the Gemara, so the Gemara says the Maile of one holding the Teiref or the Teifes, that the Ike Maile is one who holds the Teiref, because the Teiref has this man which enhances the value of the Shtar. Not with his man you can come from Lakuches. Without his man you can come from Lakuches, because the Lakech says, who says the Halvo was when I bought the Karka, could be the Halvo was after. So this man enhances the value of the shtar, and whoever has this man b'teich yodai, he acquires this value. So now Rashi asks, v'imishum simas eidim. Rashi says, there's another inyan, duhu tachas ateifes. There's simas eidim over here. That means that the Edom agrad on the other half of the shtar, that's at the end of the Teifetz. So my Mela Sarashi had a Merdike Kashe. Rashi had a Kashe, so if you're being Mishael, the value of a shtar with Asman, without Asman, there's another factor which the Gemara ignores. The shtar with Edom is worth much more than a shtar without Edom. Perhaps it's worthless. We'll see soon. We'll see. Tosfos talks about it. V'im ishum chsidas eidim, duhu tachas teifes, v'isler Reb Shimon Gamliel, moide b'shtar shekosvei ein tzorich l'kaimon, v'hai moide shekosvei. So now Rashi says, amoyer dekezach. Rashi says, we're going according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, and according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, so he's moide that he wrote the shtar. He says parati, but he's made that he wrote the shtar. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds parati is not namon. Well, kaponim, we hear from him that he wrote the shtar. Now, so that the raven, he's saying parati, he's made that he's not tiny mezuzah, he's tiny that there was aidim. So I hear from him the raven. That is what Rashi says. We'll see a little clearer in Tosfos. The Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, but one Nekuda I'd like to mention, which the Teres Chaim speaks about, others speak about. Rashi just said a mouthful, and we have to appreciate what Rashi said. Rashi said that there's a problem about the Edom. Rashi says, well, the Leiva says there was Edom. Let's say the Leiva says there was Edom, so that's no problem. Now, let us talk for 1 minute about a different case, and we'll come back to our case. Let's talk about like this. A Malva comes to a Leiva. He has a shtar on the Leiva. It says he owes him $100. The Leiva says, you're right, I owe $100. I don't have any money. Go to the Lakuches. Go man from the Lakuches. So they come to the Lakuches. So the Lekuchis was Taina, or that's it, maybe we should Taina for them. Was the Shtar Mekuyim, were they Mekayim the Shtar Bezin? So the Malva says no, they want Mekayim the Shtar, but the Lev himself is made there. The Lev doesn't disagree on the kashchis of the shtar. He says it's a good, the Lev says it's a good shtar, everything. He just doesn't have any money. So there's a maridike svara to say that lakuchas can time it. Very good. The Lev can, if you want a month from the Lev, so the Lev does baldin, fine, that it's a good shtar. That's if he's paying the money. But you want me to pay the money, and should they? That what he says it's a good shtar doesn't mean anything for me. That's called, in other words, chav lacher. That means he's made it's a good shtar, my place is. That means he's not paying, he doesn't have any money, but he says it's a good shtar. He's saying it's a good shtar, so I should pay. And should they? And there's a moiridik esvara to say such a thing. I mean, if there's a din taninon, or that there's a din tainina lulukuches, so l'chayra did be such a svara. That what the loive tain is, that it's a good star, that cannot be strong enough to be mechayiv the to be mechayiv the lukuches to pay. And here Rashi says not like that, because our Gemara says as follows. Our Gemara says that, Agamore says that Vaker the Teiref has a Shav Yisikemon from Lekuches, and then Rashi yes, for what's with the Eidim? Oh, Rashi says, well, the Leiva says that it's a good start. So from this Rashi we see that through the Haidah of the Leiva Yisikemon from the Lekuches. We just have to realize Rashi just said a mouthful over here, which is not so poshut. Now, I just like to mention one other nekude. Rashi is going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rashi said the whole Gemara is going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, Meide b'shtar shekosvoy ein tzorich lekaima. That means if a person says that I pay, but he's not timing that it's mezuyev, he don't need kiyev. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel. In Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, we can very well hear Shitas Rashi. That means, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we don't say, without Kiyim, it's nothing. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's a good start. If he tain is mezuyev, no, tain is mezuyev. So then we'll have to be, if he doesn't tain is mezuyev, so mamela, so we assume it's a good start. La loche, that we hold moide b'shtar shekosvoy tzorich lekaimoy, then it could be that, then we mentioned as far, it could be it's a chaspa ba'alme, could be without kiyim, it's nothing. Then there's a mocking to be mefakpik. Maybe if la'aloche, the we hold tzorich l'kayim, it could be then there's a svara to say, the lekuches are not mechuyiv to pay kozman, you don't make kiyim, because al'aloche we hold a shtar without kiyim is worthless. Rashi is going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Meidu B'shtar Shekosvei Ein Tzorich L'Kayme. So Rashi holds that Pechlau, if he doesn't tie the Mezuyif, we don't clown Mezuyif. So it could be, Rashi in our Gemara is not a Raya L'Halocha how we paskan. But Al-Koponim, the Achoinim, the Tzoyis, the Teres Chaim, the Maram Shif, speak about this Nekuda that we see from Rashi, that Rashi holds for the Veposhet, Al Kaponim, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if the Loive is Moide, that the Shtar was written through him, you can learn from the Lekuchis. Now, let us see Taisvitz. Machloikis, Perish Rashi, the Hainu Yachloiku, the Koma Rav Shimon Gamliel. That was Rav Shimon Gamliel said Yachloiku. So that staff gift is an equal achize mitzad the Loiv and the Malva. Vadin Imoy. So Tais says Rashi is right. So that's Laporish plukte the Rebbe of Rav Shimon Gamliel. משום דהיכי כמה, אבל אחד עודק בטויפס, משמד דהוסם לאי פליגי. דהום מחלוקס איז דווקא, דס הניקול אחיזה. But if there's not a ניקול אחיזה, דס נא מחלוקס. זה אין לי, זה גם שם, אם אין לי מקויים, לא שוקל לרבי מידי, אם זה נא מקויים. According to Rebbe, he won't take anything, because Rebbe also made the bishtar shekos, ve yitzorach lekai. The is beis man kameshove. Perish Rashi, so Rashi said as follows, the mois, the loive, umalve, loishamine. The chsivi nami, bishita achoine. This is in the shita achoine. So memele, so that there's no yisro in shavius for the one who's holding the teiref because of the leve malve, because this is in the shita chay. Besayif b'teifes. For weaker, this nan kosov boi melamai lamone, v'teime ho'ein lemeiden mishita achayne, l'kach oisen chazores ashtar. So Teisvis vehemently disagrees with Rashi. Teisvis says, the whole purpose that we chaza over the last line is because ein lemeidim mishita achoine, because we can't learn out anything from the last line because we're afraid if maybe the malva will get a star with a space between the shtar and the edim, and he's going to make a last line which will make new human. So we have a klal, ein lemeidin mishita achoine. We don't learn out from the shita achoine. Because of this chash. So what is Rashi saying? Rashi is saying, well, the shema malve and the loive, we know from the shita achoine. So that was the malve is the teiref, the loive is the teifet. So, I mean, but you don't learn out from the Shita Achoine. That's the whole purpose of the Chazorah, that they should not say any new things. The Nachlas David brings down on this kasha, the Nachlas David brings down Gos Maimini. Gos Maimini says, Ein Lemeidim Shita Achoine means that a new chiyuv you want to stick in, that Ein Lemeidim. But if you're chazering over what it said in the Torah, so Memela, I feel there's some discrepancies, but it's more or less saying what was in the Torah, these things you can't learn out. You can't learn out from the Shita Chayim. That's what Al-Kaponim with Rashi held. Fine. Al-Kaponim, see if I'm a chlik as Rashi and Taisis, if something can be learned out from the Shita Chayim. Umasnis in the cause of Lamayla Mone, but Rashi bore gemo le mayde be shita khoyne period. Okay, the gam perish the beedem loy shamino, whoever is holding the edem that does not go into the shume. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is lay mayde be shtar shekos vay ein tzarich lekayim. That Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that that's no problem. Hu perushay tamua Vim choshav oisoi sheinei toifes eidim, ki ilu yesh loi shtar voloi eidim, if Rashi looked at it, like it's a shtar with an eidim, but he's moided at the waidim, im kein lab shimon gamlil nami lo yosu shapa, nehei dis sova dein tzorich lekaimoi, good, lab shimon gamlil holds ein tzorich lekaimoi, Mikomokim she'ein klal eidei chasime possible. There's no eidem whatsoever. There's no eidem whatsoever. Tzicha possible. This is Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. So let us just explain for 1 minute. We hear here Ayesoides Amachlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos understood that Noiku Masha Yodei Magas, it's equivalent, whatever he's holding is like a dovo nifrod. It's not attached to the shtar. It's a dovo nifrod, and it's not here. I mean, this doesn't go into the din teure, the shnayim oichsim, is on the rest of the shtar. What's teich yodoi is commander posik, and it's not here. So, if it's not here, it's equivalent to a shtar without edim.
So a shtar without Edim is worthless.
Nachlus David said Rashi never understood it that way. Not that it's a shtar without Edim. It's equivalent, he says, a marshal. He says, what will be the din if you have a shtar that was written? And the makim Edim all of a sudden became metashtish. It became blurry. You can't see clearly. There was Edim here. But we can't see clearly the Edim. You can't be mekayim the shtar because he can't recognize the chsimis, but it's not a shtar without Edim. It's a shtar which I do not have Edim that it could be Mekayim. That means I see there was Edim here, that's clear, but now I can't be Mekayim the Edim because the signature is unclear. So Rashi says, Rashi Shita is like this. Rashi Shita is that if, the, let's say, the Loive is holding the Edim, the Mokim Edim, the Loive is holding the Teifis. So that means like this. The Loive, this, he's a Muxik, this is not Shnayim Oichzim, it's Matachas Yotek. So when it comes to be Mekayim the Shtar, he says, Anshulti, you won't be Mekayim the Shtar. This is Tachas Yodei. There's no Shnayim Oichzim on this. I'm holding the Eidim. You won't be Mekayim. So I have Achsima without Kiyum. That's what I have. What's that? That we say like Ki'ilu, it's not here. This, he doesn't have to show to Bezdin. This is not Shnayim Oichzim. So I have Achsima without Kiyum. So on that, Rashi says, but Rab Shimon ben Gamliel holds Moide B'shtar Shekosvay Ein Tzorek L'kayim. We don't need Kiyum. I have a chsima on the shtar. This is a shtar sheyesh bo yedim. No, that since he's holding it, it does not have to be shown to Bezdin. You can't, the Bezdin can't be mekayim it. This is, he's a muzik in the edim. But so al koponim, so you cannot be mekayim it. That's the whole problem. I know there's zikha edim over here, but you can't be mekayim it. If you can't be mekayim it, so Rashi said, but Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Maida B'shtar Shekosvei and Tzorek L'kayimai. Okaponim, that's the Machlekes Rashi in Tosfos. Tosfos understood that what he's holding is commanded posik, it's like it's not here anymore, we don't have it. V'oi b'ameh odiv toirev mitosfos. Now Tosfos says, I another problem. How is the Teiref better than the Teifis? Kach ashtar posel beloy Teifis, kamei beloy Teiref. Dim nimcha kapilu shita achas min ashtar hu posel. Teifis says, I don't understand this. A mile of Teiref over Teifis. Whenever anything is missing from the shtar, so memele, it's a posel ashtar. And Teifis again understood whatever is tachas yad echad mayhem, it's like non-existent in the shtar. So it should be a posel shtar. Elevada yesh loima, tibamesh ha-shtar nifsal ein shomen. Whatever, if the shtar is missing, would become a posel shtar. So this doesn't go into the shumen. Dekach shovik she Teifis. Shita achas mina toifes, kemoi toifes loive umal ve umois ve edem. Vashtare nekoshe beloize, kemoi beloize. So Tosfos says, and we'll explain this soon, that whatever, if this would be missing from the shtar would become posel, so we are not goyres this achize. This achize, it does not in any way take away from the kashrus hashtar, avuzman shashtar kosher beloy zmanoi, the shtar is kosher without zman. Shomen kama shobet, this we can evaluate how much a shtar is worth with a zman or without a zman. Now, I'd like to say pshat, what is pshat in Tosfos? Tosfos is telling us, you say this. The Ramban says Pshat and Tosfos as follows. The Kivin, the Efshar Lishtar B'loi Zman, since it's possible to have a Shtar without a Zman, Zman Milse umameine ba'anpei nafshei. So the star is an entity bifnei atzmai. Vareyu choluk la'atzmai liskeis boi mishe teufes boi. Atkan l'shoine. Now, I'd like to say pshat in the Ramban, in pshat in Teisves. We had once mentioned, or perhaps we didn't elaborate, the Chidushim Eburim wants to say, Amir de Kevod. The Chidushim Eburim wants to say, we had before, by Kinyan Suda, we had before by Kinyan Suda that, that if a person is holding Sholosh, Sholosh is command the Pasuk Domi, and so he's kind of with Yad. It's considered an entity. It is considered an entity bifnei atzmai. So the Chidushim of Yurim says as follows. This whole concept of an entity bifnei atzmai is only applicable if it could be an entity bifnei atzmai, which means as follows. That means something that's gimel etz bois, al gimel etz bois. This thing, there's a suda, there's a scarf, and there's a handkerchief. So it's possible that if I'm holding gimel al gimel, so that's good. I'm holding a handkerchief. I have a handkerchief. There is such a concept. But he says, for example, he says, if you have an animal and I'm holding onto the foot is part of the animal. Then we don't look at the foot as a different entity bifnei atzmai. Or we don't look at, we mentioned the Rambam, if you have a keli and someone's holding a little bit more of the keli. That is not considered, you cannot consider it as an entity bifnei atzmai because there is no such entity. That means if you have a glass and one is holding 2 inches of the glass and one is holding 1 inch of the glass, they're both holding the glass. He's holding more of the glass, less of the glass. The whole concept of kemande posik is only applicable if what I'm holding can be considered as an entity bifnei atzmai. Then we look at it as an entity bifnei atzmai, so the shnayim oichsim isn't something else is in the scarf, and I'm holding, I have a handkerchief over here. So then we look, so this is, you're holding a handkerchief, and then the shnayim oichsim in a scarf. But if you have something that mitzat atzmai doesn't have any shivas bifnei atzmai, so it's considered it's a chelik of the whole thing. You're both holding together. So taisa the Ramban says pshat and taisa is a merdik pshat. That means a shtar without edim. A shtar is missing a line in the Torah. A shtar that's missing a line in the Torah. It's no shtar. It's a possible shtar. So he's holding the edim. He's holding. This is irrelevant. You're holding the shtar. That means there is no such thing as Eidim Bifnei Atzmai, as Mashem Amal V'Volevi Bifnei Atzmai. It's not a shtar without it. Zman is unique. Zman is you can have a shtar with a zman, you can have a shtar without a zman. By zman, only by zman we can consider one that's holding the zman, is that's considered like something bifnei atzmai. There we can say command the posik, kilo is muzik in a double nifrod. But all the other things that, with, if this thing is missing, you don't have a shtar, you don't have anything. That's what the Ramban says, and that's l'chay ripshat and taisvist. That's what Taisus says, that in all other things that they're holding, since the shtar would become puzzle, if this is missing, so this doesn't go into the cheshbon. I don't say his type is this, I don't say his type is this. Avos man shashtar kosher belois manai, shamin kav meshove. Ubi Yerushalmi ike, now Taisus brings a Yerushalmi that says, not like Taisus. Omar Abeloza, Hakel Heilech Achem Ishe Tofus Eidim. Now, Taisvah said, according to Taisvah, there's no such cheshbin. Eidim alone, since this is a intrinsic chelik of the shtar, so memele, so it's not considered a dover b'fnei atzmai. So Taisvah says, the Yerushalmi holds v'soiver d'eidim, mesirik arsi. The Yishalmi holds that the Edom Mesire are sufficient. Edom that watch when the Shtar was given over. Vashtar kosher beloy Edich Simim. You don't need the Edich Simim for the Kashras Hashtar. Vishamin, but there's a mile of Edich Simim. If you have Edich Simim, you don't have to search for Edom Mesire. Vishamin kamishov, ishen tzorich lachzer achre Edom Mesire. Now like this, if you have a shtar, you have to search for the Edom Mesire, the shtar is worth more if there's Edich Sim on it, so you know there were Edom Mesire and you don't have to search for them. But lastly, Olishna to get poshit to save Rav Shimon Gamliel, Edich Sim mekavs. Fine. So this is the Machlekes, Rashi, and Taisus. Now let us go further. Now the Gemara says further that, so just we're saying if one holds the Torah, if the other holds the Teifis, so the Teifis is considered an entity b'fnei atzmoi, and the Yisrein Shavius of a Shtar with his man, without his man, the one who's holding the Teifis, gets that Shavius without Chalukim. V'yachloiko nami damoran, now the Gemara says, and the chelik of the shtar that you say yachloiko, l'dome, the yachloiko is the market value, not the face value. The ilay teima hochi, if you won't say like the shnayim, oichzim betalis, ochinami de palgi, you'll cut a talis. That means you cut the etzim talus, you divide the etzim talus, by dividing the etzim talus, you're destroying the talus. So al kochoch, the yachloiku of Shem Eichzim betalus is you sell it, they divide the money. So here also, the chaluke is in the market value of the shtar. If you cut the talus. So the Gemara says, holy kash, I'm sorry, it's no raya from the Mishnah. You want to prove to me that yachloiku does not mean literally you divide the davar sha'ichzim, but you know, you sell it and they divide the market value. Could be you take and divide the talus. Are you asking me by dividing the talus, you're destroying the talus? No. The chazi liktanim, you make it two talesim tanim, you make it to, you have a big talus, so you'll divide it. So be now used for children. So mamela, so it's not, so could be taka, you divide the etzim talus. Like the Gemara, you mean you divide, fine. So that's good. You'll say divide etzim talus. Avohodom arovim hoise talus mus heves chelkim. Rove said if you had a talus with golden embroidery over the whole talus, you also divide it. Ochinami de polgilo hafsidu, bishloim talus, you divide it, you make children's clothing out of it. But if you have a talus that has golden embroidery and children, you don't make children's clothing if I'm a beggar that has the golden embroidery on it. Hafsidu, Tzuma says, olay kashe. The chazil of Nei Malachim, no, there's a market for begodim with golden embroidery for children also. Bnei Malachim, they start young with big day malchus. Fine. So it's no raya from these halachas that chulke means you, the chulke is in market value, could be in the etzim dover you divide. In fact, the Gemara of Abhodistan says the Mishnah Shnaim Reichman Agabi Behim. It also says chulkim. Ochinami the polgala, you cut the behem in half. Afsidu, you're destroying the behem. Bishleimetahire, chazi leboso. So that's called, that's a division that's not destroying that is a shaklavataya. Elatmeya, afsidu, but if they're riding on a behemetmeya, they cut up the behemetmeya, what do you get with a cut behemetmeya? This is mamish destroying the behemetmeya. So al kolchach el ledomi. So yemuchach to say, even though it says chilkim in the Mishnah, chilkim does not literally mean you divide it. It can mean you divide the market value. Achenami ledomi. So here also the chaluk of the shtar is not the face value of the chayiv, not the market value of how much the shtar is oimed to get if you would sell it. Let's see, Rashi, the chazil of Nei Malachim, lebonim ktanim. Zot Taisvis, yachleiku nami ledomi. Vein chilkin es hachoyiv k'may shekosu v'shtar. You do not divide the face value of the chayiv. Ela kamaisha shavalei limka, you divide the market value. Mizeh yifka chetzi. That you have to pay him. Dileitei mahochi, ela chetzi achayiv mamish, means you'll say, you'll take the lotion literally, kapitalis michil ke mamish absedu. Legosina leide paskina lishtore. Not that there was such a gilsa. Him came out maybe mit alles hadra, but alles michatchen oder steim im seide kolkach. Bim yachte chashtala yishvela klum, vay depshita dleyach leitu wa shtala shnai, the kim no pukta the rabbi rav shimon gamliel be maide bishtar shekos, vay so you zikha, reckoning not with the paper, nor with the value of the shtar. Elo kide frishes. Now, I just want to say one nekude that Chayim said, I think I saw it on Yellow Sashach, and others say this. The reason you divide the shtar in the market value, not in the face value, because if you're looking at it as oichzin, you have two people holding something, you can only look at it if it is a commodity. Then you can look at it. Two people are holding a commodity. A shtar has a market value. It's a commodity. So if shnayim oichzim b'shtar, so you can divide the value of the commodity. If you're looking at the face value of the chayiv no one is holding. You can't hold the chayiv. Both of them are holding the shtar. But the chayiv no one is holding. So the whole concept of shnayim oichzim is only applicable on the if you look at the shtar as a commodity that could be sold, so then the chalukis hashtar is according to the market value of the shtar. Just one more toys, the hosi liktanim porch the talis musebis of the liktanim. That was the gemara's kash, where gazinit the hosi tabaidim came by porch metalis musebis.